Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at painful cervical facet joint injury, and finally, a story about locomotive syndrome. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 597, recorded June 30th, 2017. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The object of a recent study published in the journal Spine was to investigate the relationship between pain and synapse density in the spinal cord after facet injury. Immunohistochemistry labeled pre- and postsynaptic structural markers to quantify excitatory and inhibitory synapses in the spinal superficial dorsal horn at 14 days after painful facet joint injury in the rat. Neck pain is a major contributor to disability and often becomes chronic. The cervical facet joints are susceptible to loading-induced painful injury, initiating spinal central sensitization responses. Although excitatory synapse plasticity has been reported in the superficial dorsal horn early after painful facet injury, whether excitatory and/or inhibitory synapse density is altered at a time when pain is maintained is unknown. This study demonstrates a role for structural plasticity in both excitatory and inhibitory synapses in the maintenance of facet-mediated joint pain, and that altered inhibitory but not excitatory synapse density correlates to the severity of painful joint injury. Understanding the functional consequences of this spinal structural plasticity is critical to elucidate mechanisms of chronic joint pain. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent article published in the journal Bone and Mineral Metabolism discussed locomotive syndrome. Locomotive syndrome is a condition of reduced mobility due to impairment of locomotive organs. Since upright bipedal walking involves minutely controlled movement patterns, impairment of any aspect of the locomotive organs has the potential to adversely affect it. In addition to trauma, chronic diseases of the locomotive organs, which progress with repeated bouts of acute exacerbations, are common causes of the locomotive syndrome. Exercise intervention is effective in improving motor function, but because the subjects are elderly people with significant degenerative diseases of the locomotor organs, caution should be taken in choosing the type and intensity of exercise. The present review discusses the definition, current burden, diagnosis, and interventions pertaining to this locomotive syndrome. The concept and measures are spreading throughout Japan as one of the national health policy targets. Surf to our show notes for details. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.